help, even as thy what?
Soul.
I'm going to speak to you today from the first part of our series, amen, the kingdom economy. The kingdom economy, for the first part of our series entitled The Prosperous Soul. Turn to somebody and tell them, The Prosperous Soul.
Prosperous soul.
And they be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for these believers that have assembled today. I pray the word will come from the power that you minister to us in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for God's glory.
Understand that's in my spirit.
sometimes you need to feel bad, and you need to feel compelled about your actions and your sins.
Right.
Amen. Just like I do and everybody else does, because you cannot get healed until you recognize what the issue is. Amen. Every message can't be a Les Brown message. Are y'all hearing what I'm trying to tell you?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
How to reach your goals and how to reach your destiny and all that. Sometimes you need to be cleaned out so God can listen to something. Yeah. Anybody glad for the healing? Anybody glad for the word? I'm not going to be heard because I pick up a lot of junk during the week. Need to be purged from, and I know if that's the case with me, then that's the case with many of us. But that's why we're all in this together. None of us are better than any other.
Right.
We're all trying to get to the same place to serve the same God. Can I get an amen on that?
Yeah.
My job is to destroy heresy. I cannot allow any false teaching to come up in this church,
right.
And I know it. People make it up religion.
Amen.
Making up doctrine, that's why I tell people, I'm a very free pastor. I'm very free, I don't try to compel people. You say you want to go to a conference, you say you want to do this, I've already taught you, amen, what to look for, amen. But I tell you, when you go, amen, don't be bringing all that stuff back here. Unless it is biblically sound. Eat the meat, spit out the bones. Y'all hear what I'm trying to tell you?
Yes.
Amen. Many times, it's very important. Even when I have guests that come into the church, amen, it's very important because people have different ideas and different things. Sometimes questions come up. Amen. And I tell you, you know, the best thing is when you know your Bible.
Amen.
When you know your Bible, amen, then you're able to discern, amen, what is biblical and what is not. And that's my role. My job is to encourage and inspire you, amen, to encourage you in your walk and tell you that you can make it.
Amen.
You need somebody to speak encouragement into your life and tell you it's going to be all right. Because sometimes we can get despondent and we can get discouraged. And in this life, I guarantee you at least once during this lifetime, you're going to have something that is going to be so tough, whether it's physical sickness, the loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, maybe there's a divorce, amen, maybe there's something that comes up, there's going to be something that comes up in your life that is going to have you so low that you're going to have to allow yourself to be in a position for somebody else to speak into your life to pull you up out the pit of your life. So don't put a box around you and say you got it together. I know we as men, I'd like to think that I'm Superman. But there are things that remind me I am not Superman. And that's why God gave helpmeets and friends and different people to speak into your life. Always keep yourself open to your man of God to speak into your life, because I may be able to rescue you out of a pit that nobody else can rescue you. But you like, I ain't listening to no man. I'm not listening to this. I know better than. Then you just shut yourself off from the conduit from heaven of which to be able to speak, amen, into your life. And I can somebody say amen. My job is to impart blessings to you. Amen. The reason why we have laying hand services, ordination services, is that hands are laid upon us that are higher in spiritual authority. That impartation of spiritual authority is given to people, and they're able to lay hands on others. It's called, amen, stirring up the gift. It's an impartation ministry. Amen. God gives it to the man and the woman of God. It's similar to that of Melchizedek. The story of Melchizedek, amen, was that Abraham came back from the slaughter of the kings. Amen. God gave him great spoils. He meets this figure, which is a typology of Christ, called Melchizedek. He pays tithes to Melchizedek. Melchizedek gives him a blessing, an impartation. That blessing, amen, was a repeat, amen, of the blessing that God had already spoken to him. So God gives confirmation of blessing. Happened with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, the Levitical priests, amen. All of them was brought to the man of God, and the man of God blessed the people. Happened with Elijah and Elisha, and it also happened with Jesus. The man of God is given a special impartation to be a conduit of God's blessing. I'm going somewhere with this.
Yes.
Notice the scripture references in Hebrews 13. Have no problem. You're like, I'll see you next Sunday. Amen.
Amen.
You know what I'm trying to tell you. Especially those who work as in preaching and teaching. For the scripture says, do not muzzle an ox which treadeth out the corn. In other words, it would be cruel and unusual punishment to have that ox out there treading out the corn, and then you don't give him no corn.
That's right.
That'd be ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, preaching and sweating out my suits, and then don't want to give me a chicken dinner. You know what I'm trying to tell you? A true leader, there's a blessing that comes from the elder. John calls himself the elder because he wants the people to know his status. The true leader's wish above all things is that you are well spiritually. Everybody say spiritually.
Spiritually.
Mentally.
Mentally.
Emotionally.
Emotionally.
Physically.
Physically.
And financially.
Financially.
I'm concerned about all of you. I'm interested in you. Amen. I ain't interested in your money.
Right.
But we need your money to operate. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
But before we even get to money, I am interested in you. And I believe that's the kind of relationship. My relationship with my church is very different, I'm finding, than a relationship that people have with many churches. I was having a conversation with somebody, and I'll be done on time. I was having a conversation just last week with someone that was very interesting, and it's kind of, for some of you, very hard to understand. I said, you know, the churches that have a very celebrity pastors and the pastors are very standoffish from the people, the churches seem to grow better. And you say, why is that? That seems backwards. Seems like if you want to know the pastor, he knows you. You call him up when you need him. Because there's a celebrity factor to it, like everybody's trying to get to somebody they can't get to. So they come running trying to get to them. And it's a very deliberate thing by those who do it. I'm not saying it's wrong or right. But I've always fought that temptation in the church. Amen. Because I like my people.
Amen.
Amen. I'm trying to get 4,000 or 5,000 people out like that running up out the back door. And y'all like Bishop. I mean, like, you were my secretary. And it keeps you running up. It keeps you running up, too. Are y'all hear what I'm trying to tell you? And there's something to be said about that. But I like people being able to call me. They say, don't get into your phone, your cell number. I had to chase him before he left. But I don't know what it is, why I'm always compelled to open the door for the Jehovah Witness. Yeah. shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. A man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I don't know about you working in this church. I tell our musicians, I tell our ushers, if you and those that are getting paid to do work in this church, I said, if you don't love this church, then don't work for me. You better act like you love it. Because a hireling won't care about the church. And all they care about is with their pockets and their stomach. Am I getting paid? That's on Sunday night, they say, you want people to come in and get paid on Sunday? I said, no.
That's right.
I said, I'm singing praise and worship tonight. Everybody speak to my heart. Holy Spirit. Yeah. I get somebody to accompany me, wonderful. If not, it's a cappella, baby. You know what I mean? So, what the shepherd does is he gives a blessing of prosperity. So, when the elder begins to speak, he uses a Greek word that's very interesting called euangelion. And it means a successful journey. A successful journey. That's what the word prosperity means in the Greek. It means success